The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International.
They would start talking about the methods that they would do the abortion. And when they did, I just started bawling hysterically and just could not. It got to the point where I couldn't actually breathe and I ended up passing out.
Coming up on Life Today, embracing her experience with an unplanned pregnancy, Amy Ford is now leading young girls to embrace grace.
We want the church to be the first place they run to when they find out that they have an unplanned pregnancy instead of the last because of shame and guilt.
See all of you. Many of you have gotten a whole lot of help and a whole lot of love. Welcome to Life Today. I'm James Robinson. My wife Betty and I always love to share this time with you. You're going to be happy about having spent this time together. And I want you to welcome the girl who had a bump in life and as a nice little active church girl dating a nice little active church boy, she had a bump. It was a baby bump. And a baby bump in today's world can be easily terminated. Mm-hmm. But it didn't happen. Something wonderful happened. Welcome, Amy Ford, to Life Today.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
You glad to be here?
Yes, I'm excited.
Yeah, she came out. She came out with her camera and took a picture of her name up on the billboard to be with her.
I knew I'd see my name in lights
someday. And she said, I've never seen my name in lights. And she invited everybody to come in. A lot of the people who are here are people you've helped. Tell us your story, but I want you to also get to what I know you really want to talk about,
yes.
And that is how we can embrace grace mm-hmm. and offer it to people in need. Tell us your story.
Well, I grew up in an awesome Christian family, and everything was perfect. I don't have any reason for going down the road of having a sexually active lifestyle, but I did. Me and my boyfriend had an unplanned pregnancy, and we were very ashamed. And I think the biggest part for us was that we were scared to tell our parents. And it's not that our parents were, you know, I don't really, looking back, I have no idea why that was. I know it was the enemy. The enemy was lying to me and saying, you're going to be homeless.
You don't want to disappoint people that love you either.
Right. There was a lot of shame. I was just really ashamed of what I had done and the situation I got myself in. And so did my boyfriend, which is now my husband. But we were just terrified. We could not see past telling our parents. It was that, I mean, we couldn't even think about a baby. It was like, we're going to die before we have a baby. So, and the enemy just lies to you in that moment and just starts telling you things that are not true at all. And so we, even though when I was young, we actually would go to abortion clinics and stand outside and pray for life. And I grew up knowing abortion was wrong. It became a real option for me in that moment because of just being so scared and just ashamed. And so we went to the abortion clinic, and I'd heard that there was a pill you could take if you're less than 6 weeks along. It'll just go away. I couldn't think about where it would go to. I just thought it just goes away. And so we did the sonogram, and I was very emotionally distraught. I was just hyperventilating and just crying a ton. So they did the sono, and they said that you're a little farther along than 6 weeks. It would be, they would start talking about the methods that they would do the abortion. And when they did, I just started bawling hysterically and just could not. It got to the point where I couldn't actually breathe, and I ended up passing out in the room, in the abortion room. And when I came to, there were nurses over me, standing over me. They were fanning me, trying to give me water, and I still was just crying. And I believe I had an angel of a nurse, because now working with a lot of girls that have either had abortions or contemplated abortion, this is not of the norm. But she said, you are too emotionally distraught to make this decision today. You can go home and reschedule if you want, but today you're not getting an abortion. And so I walked back out into the waiting room, and they wouldn't let my husband, now my husband, they wouldn't let him in there with me, so I had to be by myself. So I went back out there, and I said,
he was your boyfriend at the time.
He was my boyfriend at the time. And I said, we're still pregnant. And it was just at that moment that we just decided, let's do this, let's deal with the consequences of what's going to happen. And I remember my sister like had to physically push me into my parents' bedroom one morning to tell them. And of course they were disappointed, but it wasn't even close to what I had thought it was going to be. But it was a very hard season. I didn't have a lot of friends. I feel like now looking back, it's like the elephant in the room. Like, your friends kind of just stop calling. They don't know if they should say, I'm sorry, or if they should say congratulations. So they just don't call. And you just go through the season of a pregnancy just alone, and you're just craving someone to just speak life words to you and tell you it's going to be okay. And I didn't have that a lot. I just felt really alone. And we actually did end up getting married. I know that's not the right situation for every girl with an unplanned pregnancy, but for us, we had been to, you know, we talked about marriage and things and before that. So we got married, and now our son is almost 15. And he's just amazing. And we have 4 kids now. And I really feel like all our kids are called to an amazing destiny in life, but there's something.
Does he know how close he came to not being here?
We just told him, because with the book coming out.
How'd you handle it?
He's very mature about it, and I tried to explain to him that Satan had a plan for his life to not even be here. And now that we resisted those lies and we decided to keep and look at what his life has impacted now.
Well, let him know that, if it be of any interest to him at all, that same thing happened to me. My mother went to the doctor to abort me, and he just simply wouldn't do it. So there was an angel there too, right, or I wouldn't be here. Yeah. And
I feel like that he has like. Some sort, like, I feel like he might be like the next James Robinson. So just get ready.
I'm ready to go sit on the porch.
Yeah. He'll be your predecessor.
Come on, what's his name?
Jess.
Come on, Jess, let's go, buddy. Yes.
So it's pretty neat. And so that just inspired, you know, later I went to, I was actually at a Chris Kane conference at Gateway, a Pink Impact conference. And she just said, I want you guys all to leave this conference different and changed. And she asked us all to close our eyes. The presence of God was so thick and heavy in the place. And Carrie Jobe had just led worship. It was amazing. And she said, I want God to speak to you or give you a vision of how you're going to leave here. How are you going to leave your life changed? And so I had a vision, and I'm not one for visions. Like, this has not happened to me before, but I was praying and had my eyes closed, and I started seeing snapshots. And the snapshots were of me with an unplanned pregnancy and just that lonely season. It was just kind of sad. And I know it was a blessing, but just being alone, it made it kind of a sad season. And then the snapshot started changing. And that specific year, I'm a party girl. I like, in a good way, a good party girl. I'm a good girl. But I had thrown 13 baby showers that year. Oh, and so I just, like, my friends had a baby boom. So I love to celebrate life. Anyway, so the snapshot started changing to me celebrating life and honoring these girls that chose life, even though most of my friends were more of, like, married, but still just celebrating the life. Mm-hmm. And so I was like, God, what does that mean? You know, how... I don't understand what that is. And God, we met with pastors and we decided, let's start a little Bible study for girls with unplanned pregnancies. We'll throw them a baby shower. That'll be the way to get them in there. Tell them they get free stuff, but just try it and introduce them to God. So we did, and we had 3 girls, and they were so precious. And just as a leader, I mean, it completely changed my life getting to see. I remember one girl, it was August, and she was wearing a coat because she didn't want anyone to see her belly. But you could see, like, the physical, just that one semester we spent loving on them, speaking life words into them, you could see a physical transformation. Like, obviously their belly is getting bigger, but it's like their shoulders start getting a little bit taller, and they have this sparkle in their eye, and you can just see it's like a blossoming and a bloom. And by the end of the semester, they had confidence, and they realized that the baby was a blessing, and that their life had and their heart had started to transform through the process. And her coat came off. And so we did that one semester, and we were like, this is awesome. And so we did it again. We had three girls. And then this has been 5 years now. And now it's gotten to be, like, we have a standard of about 25 to 30 girls per class. And now other churches are calling us and said, what are y'all doing? And what are y'all teaching? And how does this work? And this is really cool. And that's what prompted us to start Embrace Grace Ministries, the nonprofit, so that we can provide all the tools necessary for the churches to have to be able to open their doors to these girls with an unplanned pregnancy. We want the church to be the first place they run to when they find out that they have an unplanned pregnancy, instead of the last, because of shame and guilt. And I feel like a lot of the girls, especially the first day of the first semester, like every semester there's the first class, and we're just texting them, we're calling them, we're saying, don't listen, because we know the enemy is lying to them and telling them stuff. We said, don't listen, just come, just show up. That's all you gotta do. That's the hard part. Just show up. Because God does the rest. We're just cheering them on and just speaking life words. And God just totally transforms their life. And so that when they get there, they start thinking, they've already told me that they thought we were gonna judge them. They thought that we were gonna talk about all their sins and tell them how they're going to hell and all this stuff. And I'm like, why is that the first thing they think about the church? Like, what have we done wrong? Mm-hmm. To make it so that they feel so much shame and that they're going to be judged, that it's not a safe place for them to come to. And so that's what we really were created to inspire the church to open the doors, because I really feel like sometimes the church contributes to the problem of abortion. One in three girls have unplanned pregnancies, and 75% of those girls, almost 75%, say that they're Christian. So that's huge.
Something's
statistics.
Wrong there.
Something is not right.
A lot of these girls that you help, and a lot of them are sitting out here, they don't necessarily have a husband yet.
Right.
But they've got a baby bump.
Right.
And they're going to have a baby, and they're going to have it knowing they're loved because you're doing what God says do. Mm-hmm. And they may not have a husband or family at all, but all of a sudden they find the family of God being the greatest family anybody can ever have.
Yes.
And there's nothing greater than that. And so this is what you have literally initiated, that was born in your heart. And you said, Christine Kane, this little gal here, probably she was talking about being undaunted.
Yes.
And you sure enough were. And you went out. But now then this has caught on. It could go to every church in America, in Canada, in Australia, and all over Europe, and all over South America. And she doesn't have time to teach, but online and through the outreach of the Gateway, which we're just a part of the church. We're not the whole of the church, but we're a part of the church that wants to help the church be whole. Mm-hmm. And that's our effort, Betty and I as members. Mm-hmm. We all work together. And you've done this, and it's exciting. And you tell the stories of some of these girls. You want to share one of the miracles?
Yes,
or something?
There's one.
Is an example and typical?
Yes, there's one girl that just, I really feel like, just gave me a whole perspective of what Embrace Grace is about. She was our third semester, and she had a dad. She was an only child, but her mom was not. She left when she was 2 weeks old, so she'd never had a mom. So it was just her and her dad growing up. She finds out she has an unplanned pregnancy, and she's totally freaked out. And she thinks that she's going to maybe get an abortion. She's not sure. She goes back and forth, and her dad hears about it, and he says, you're going to be a horrible mom. Do not keep this baby. You can get an abortion. We can look at families to do adoption. You're not keeping this baby. You're going to be a horrible mom. And she was just so torn. She's like, I don't feel like I'll be a horrible mom, but I don't know what to do. I don't have anyone to talk to. So she worked at a UPS shipping store. And she had gone to church like a couple times as a little kid, but that was it. She shows up in the parking lot right before she goes in, and she says, God, if you're real, will you bring someone to my counter that has the word church on a label, so I'll know that I can talk to him, because I don't know who else to call. And so she waited all day, and it was 5 minutes before closing, and finally, here comes a guy, and he's got church on his label. And she's like, you work at a church? And he said, no, I don't work at a church. I have a business that caters to churches. She said, oh. And he could see she was disappointed. And he said, but I go to church. And she said, you do? And he said, yeah, I go to Gateway across the street. Oh. And so then that was her cue to just totally, I mean, she's bawling, and oh, my dad says I'll be a horrible mom, and I don't know what to do, and I'm so scared. And he's the dad of four boys, so I'm sure he was like, oh, my gosh, okay. But he's like, well, let me get your information. I'll have my wife call you. I think that we do have a program that can help you. And so she's like, okay, and he kind of said some encouraging words to her as she left, and that was that. And then she came to our class and told us about how she heard about Embrace Grace and her whole situation. And there was one thing she said under her breath that, I mean, it has completely changed my life and my whole perspective of our life words. And because she said, my dad says that he thinks I'll be a horrible mom, but that man at the UPS store says he thinks that I'll be a good mom. Wow. And that was a man that she would never see again. Those life words were like, she craved it. She needed just someone to say, you can do this. You're going to be okay. You can do it. And she is amazing. Her little boy is like 3 or 4. She told me she has $5,000 saved in for college for him already. She works hard, goes to school. She's doing it. And grandpa is like, got this little boy. I mean, they're adorable together. They love each other. And so, that's what we're doing, is just saying, you can do this. Like, we can't fix all their problems. We can't do it all, but God can. We just point them to the one that can, and we promise them that they don't have to do this alone.
As Christians, we can all be an encouragement like that. You never know who's standing right next to you.
Exactly.
And you can just say one word and point them in a different direction.
Right.
And express the love of Jesus.
Right.
That never fails.
This studio is full of girls up here at Embrace Grace. I want to ask you, anybody get any help from what Amy's doing and what Embrace Grace is doing? Anybody feel like, do you feel like it ought to go all over the country and all over the world? I do, and I want you to get the book. As a matter of fact, we'd just send it to you to help you, because there's a whole lot in here to inspire you to see happen in your community, maybe with somebody even in your own family that's going to need what is offered, and you could begin to offer it. And then there's information. There's the website there at Gateway, and how you can go online and learn how you can set up an outreach like this. And I'm telling you, Betty and I at Gateway, it's a wonderful outreach, but we'll see on the screen many times a story of what's done for single moms who just need to be loved. There isn't anything better. I mean, Robert's a great preacher. You know, I even preach there sometimes. I do okay. I get by. But here's the thing. Listen to me. They put up there on the screen what the church, individuals, and what the family together is doing for single moms, like around holiday time or Christmas, hey, Robert, I know you're watching. Hey, you can't even equal it, buddy, good as you are. The demonstration of people doing what you preach is the most beautiful message the community will ever see. And we want to help people do that all over the world. Don't you want to see every church reach out and embrace Christ? That's the will of God. I want to show you where we can express grace. And I am so thankful that Betty and I can say that the viewers of this program all over the world, in our opinion, you're the most grace-filled people. I've tried to say the missionaries are the greatest Christians and expressions of love and grace, and they always correct me. Those people that watch Life Today and people like them that enable us to be here, they're the greatest Christians. Well, I'll tell you what I want you to do. I want you to listen to a mother. Please.
Unseen, unknown, invisible is how a Duke feels. In an area devastated by malnutrition, the suffering is widespread. Adu knows it well, most recently, her 4-year-old daughter. Now she sits alone next to her daughter's grave. the last of four children lost. A dude is not unseen. None here are, not by God or you. We know God has called us to respond, but we can only act if you do.
I sometimes just feel like I don't even have the words or the ability to express what I know God feels and that mother. We lost our baby girl, our daughter, the mother of three of our grandchildren, and she lost them all. And I have nothing. Listen to me, sweetheart. I know we do enable the missionaries to put their arms around you, but I would hold you real tight in my arms right now, and I'd try to let you know God loves you. And believe me, the missionaries are trying. And the others who face losing their babies, Betty, we can head that off. In other words, we would have done anything for our daughter's life. And we can do something for these.
We can. We can help save the lives of these precious children. I know the pain as a mother, losing one child. I can't even imagine, you know, losing all your family and no one to bear the grief with you, no one to comfort you, no one to hold you. We have all that. We have our family and our friends to encourage us and to bear the pain with us. We want her to know that we want to help, and many mothers like her, to help children that they don't have to get to this point to where they lose their whole families. Won't you help us feed these children? We can make a difference.
Everything we've talked about in our programs about helping people here, because it's so important. We have our, whether it's Beth Moore teaching or Christine Kane, or we're having wonderful guests, we want to help you. We want to feed you spiritually because God loves you, and we do. Everything we do is to try to bless people. And the missionaries that are there to hold those people and to tell them, not just tell them how much God loves them, but show them. And not just to say, well, God cares and good luck. But no, God cares and His people share because they care and they express His care, His love, His concern. We are the expression of it, the extension of His hands. And I want you to extend them today, hands of love today, and say, all right, lady, we're going to be sure the missionaries are there to let you know you're loved and you'll find love, and we're going to try to save the babies and children so other mothers don't have that story. And we've been doing it. Millions and millions and millions. That's not just talk. Millions of lives saved. And millions of people reach for Christ in those areas, really reach. So we're asking you to reach out today, dial the number, take your bank card. You use it for many things that are so essential, sometimes non-essentials. I found myself today thinking, what could I not get that I might want? Whether it's a cup of coffee or something I enjoy, what could I just start adding that up? Maybe I just start adding it up on a piece of paper at the end of the month. How much did I save not doing something I could have done just so I can do something else? Which means people who don't even have a lot can do. But people who have enough, we can do it. All of us can do something. $30. We can feed three children for the next months and save their lives, stabilize, give them a future and show them love. $50, we can reach five and take care of them for the next months. $100, 10 children. $1,000, 100. God, I pray many people say, I've got $1,000. I've got several thousand. I'm going to save babies like those. I want to bless mothers. But $30, what does that mean to three children, their parents, 50 or 100? We have some gifts we want to send you to say thank you and to help you grow, to feed you spiritually because we care about you. But I'm asking you to reach out right now. Please do not be distracted. You get a busy, be determined. I'm going to help someone. I'll make the gift. If you want to do a check, make it to life, but call us and tell us you're making it. You can go online. You can go right now, lifetoday.org, and make the gift God puts on your heart. Father, I pray everyone will respond as you direct. And somehow I believe you will, and I want to thank you. And we're going to bless you by saying thank you with inspiration to help you grow and meet your needs. Thank you for reaching out.
In remote and impoverished areas of Africa, families are suffering, facing death by starvation, and those hit the hardest are their children. Life's Mission Feeding Program is there, able to feed and care for over 400,000 children in crisis areas of Angola, Mozambique, and Sudan. Our mission partners urgently need your support. Our food reserves are gone, and we desperately need to replenish our supplies at more than 800 feeding centers immediately. Your life-saving gift of $30, $50, or $100 will help feed and care for 3, 5, or 10 children for the next 3 months. With your gift, we'll send you Moving Past Your Past, a powerful new series featuring author and speaker Christine Kane. In Christ, there are no yesterdays, only tomorrows. In this series, Christine provides you with the keys to leaving your past behind and receiving all God has for your future. For a gift of any amount, you'll receive the audio CD series, along with Christine's book, Can I Have and Do It All, Please? With your gift of $100 or more to help feed 10 children, please request the entire teaching on both DVD and CD. And as a bonus, we'll send you Christine's latest book release, Undaunted. Finally, please consider a gift of $1,000 or more to help feed 100 children, and you may request our 50th anniversary bronze sculpture, Brotherly Love. Please call, write, or make your gift online today.
You know, somehow I feel in my heart that I feel like you really want to help. But some of you, I think, are starting to think, how can I find ways to help? Because when you're giving life, no gift is small when it contributes to changing something. And it's God's will for us to do that. We'll gladly send you also, along with the Christine's book, we'll send you Amy Ford's book. And there's the website again if you want to say, I want to learn how to do this and have this in our community. I want us to embrace grace. Be a demonstration of it. And we as individuals in a ministry in our church, we want to be a blessing to your church and your community and the people that God wants to love through you. Join us in thanks to Amy. Praise God for embrace grace. Thank you. I tell you what, I bet you if you go online, I bet you could get you an embrace grace t-shirt from somebody.
If you're thinking like everybody else is thinking and you're doing what everybody else is doing, you're probably doing something wrong.
Author Andy Andrews, next week on Life Today. Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of Life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.